la la, waiting for me, yeah, yeah. Sit in la la, waiting for me, yeah, yeah. May sound funny, but I don't believe you're coming in. Please, baby, hurry, don't make me worry. Please, baby, hurry, don't make me worry. You know that I love you, oh, how I love you. I'm just sitting here, la la, waiting for me, yeah, yeah. Sitting here, la la, waiting for me, yeah, yeah. May sound funny, but I don't believe you're coming in. Worry. You know that I love you. Oh, I love you. I'm just sitting la la, waiting for me, yeah, yeah. Sitting la la, waiting for me, yeah, yeah. May sound funny, but I don't believe you're coming in.
Great stuff. Sonny Rhodes and the old Lee Dorsey hit, wasn't it? Ya Ya? Or is somebody going to write in and tell me, no, no, it was somebody else before him? Well, I promised that session by way of consolation if you missed Sonny's recent tour. He flew home on Sunday after a fortnight of dates, which were so successful that he's already planning a return trip. Although the band is now based on the American East Coast, in New Jersey, as a matter of fact, Sonny is a Texan, and his band consists of fellow Texan Larry Cowboy Haynes on bass, Billy Bolterra on guitar, nice chorus from him on that first one, and finally Theo Brown on drums.
The woman, but she got cancer from smoking cigarettes. Tell y'all I love the woman, but she got cancer from smoking cigarettes.
tried my best to discourage her, but she never heard a word I said. She'd wake up every morning and smoke four packs before 12 o'clock. Lord, you'd wake up every morning and smoke four packs before 12 o'clock. Four more packs that afternoon and evening, and nothing I did could make her stop. She woke up one morning coughing, and she thought she had a cold. Woke up one morning coughing, and she thought she had a cold. But after years of smoking cigarettes, long, her lungs was about to fold. Her cough became more severe, and she went down to about 70 pounds. Lord, her cough became more severe, and she went down to about 70 pounds. I looked at her laying in a hospital bed, I knew she didn't have long to be around.
Now, there's a rather disturbing title to the final session item from Sonny Rhodes tonight, Ain't No Blues in Town. Apparently, when Sonny was driving through Canada one day in 1987, he got caught in such heavy snow that the highway patrol pulled everybody off the road. Sonny was stranded in Dryden, Ontario for a week, and nobody had heard of the blues there, so he played some to help pay his hotel bill, and then based this song on his experience.
Watching the sun go down, I was sitting in my hotel window, watching the sun go down.
I want to go out and play some blues. There ain't no blues in town. I was headed to play the blues when the snow started falling down. I was headed to play the blues when the snow started falling down. I got stranded in a city, didn't have no blues in town. Ain't nothing like being in a city, ain't got no blues in you, snowbound. Ain't nothing like being in a city, ain't got no blues in you, snowbound. I want to go out and play some blues, but there ain't no blues in town. Pretty soon I'll be highway bound. I can see the snow plows moving, y'all. Pretty soon I'll be highway bound. I wanna go away and play the blues, cause that's my favorite sound.
Sonny Rhodes abandoning his lap steel guitar for a conventional one on Ain't No Blues in Town. Thanks to him for an excellent session. Haste ye back.
Kindly agreed to play live for us today, Pops. What are you going to do for the first song?
I would like to do a song from the album called Love is a Precious Thing.
That's great.
That's one of them.
It's Pops Staples.
You know love is a precious thing. When you got it all around, it'll pick you up. Yeah, when you're falling down, love will keep your feet planted on solid ground. It'll make you laugh when you wanna cry. Love will make you stay when it's time to say bye-bye. I want you to remember, oh, when you give love, it'll come back in return. It'll come back in return, yeah. Come back in return, yeah. I wanna sing about love. Love is a precious thing. When you got it deep down within, it'll make you feel good.
take control. Control of your life. I want you to remember. Yeah, when you give love, it'll come back in return. I just want to talk about love. Yeah. Love is a precious thing. Love will make you give up the right for the wrong. And then love sometimes will make you sing a sad and a happy song. Love is always kind and ready to forgive. Love is just what it is. It loves everybody. There's no big eyes and little U's in love. Everybody's the same. And love never looked down on no one. No. The only time love looked down on you, when it's looking down, to pick you up out of the gutter. Yeah. Well, Pops, what you gonna do when you can't sing a love song? You hurt so bad, you can't sing neither one. Well, what I do, I steal away, begin to moan a little bit. When you moan, the devil don't know what you're talking about. Ooh-wee. Hang in there, y'all. Everything is all right. Your train will come in.
I say, that is excellent. That was Pop Staples. He was absolutely live here on GLR. That was Love is a Precious Thing, a song you'll find on the album called Peace to the Neighborhood.
Why am I treated so bad? Why am I treated so bad? Tell me why am I treated so bad? I'm all alone and I sing the song. Yeah, my car, I done nobody wrong, but I'm treated so bad. You know what Pop's gonna do? Hey! I'm gonna walk out in my mask name. Things I do. They seem to be in vain. You may be lame. You may be lame. Walk on out in the master name. Though you treat it so bad. Thank you. It's a mighty long name, yeah. You know I ain't got no end. It's a bad wind. You know don't ever change. Think I heard somebody call my name. Further up the road, things are gonna change. Still my feet is so bad. Ooh. Ooh. Maybe blind, you may be lame. Walk on out in the master name, though your feet is so bad.
The song requested by Martin Luther King the day before he was murdered?
We were in Memphis. Yeah. That was a few days before he got assassinated.
Why am I treated so bad? It's Pop Staples. It's been a privilege and a rare one. Thank you so much for...
After this, the five blind boys of Alabama, and the third one from them in this session, Didn't It Rain?
Well, didn't it rain? God's gonna send the water from Zion. He's gonna raise his heaven up higher. It's gonna rain. Well, it's gonna rain. God's gonna send the water from Zion. He's gonna raise his heaven up higher. It's gonna rain. One Lord, then my God got angry upon his throne. The angels in the heaven, they begin to moan. He said, go down, an angel, and stir up a flood. Go back to sun, change the moon into blood. Then come back, angel, and bar the door. The time has
one from the five blind boys of Alabama, I'll read what it says in, hang on, let me just look at the cover. Viv Broughton's Black Gospel book, an illustrated of the history of the gospel sound, which came out in 1985, and I hope is still available, because it's a wonderful book, about the best book you could buy on the history of gospel. But he says of the Five Blind Boys of Alabama, formed the Institute of the Deaf and Blind in Talladega, Alabama, by Velma Taylor, who was killed in a road accident in Blowing Springs, Georgia, in 1947. A year later, the original lineup of lead singer Clarence Fountain, who's definitely on this session, Elise Thomas, Johnny Fields and George Scott, had been joined by Reverend Paul X. Carno, minister of the King Solomon Baptist Church in New Orleans and a member of that city's Chosen Five Quartet. After Paul X. Carno left in 1952 to return to the ministry, the Alabama Blind Boys reached their performing peak with a series of classic recordings for Specialty. Whilst they never matched their Mississippi counterparts, Five Blind Boys of Mississippi, neither artistically nor in terms of popular acclaim, they were nevertheless a major force among the hard gospel quartets, largely due to the savagely commanding voice of Clarence Fountain, a screamer of epic proportions. After a spell with Savoy Records in the 60s, the original Blind Boys of Alabama gradually lost their hard edge, finally being reduced to singing dispirited versions of songs like Danny Boy. Humiliation and indignity were regular burdens heaped on the back of gospel groups, never sadder than when self-inflicted. Well, happily, they're not recording limp versions of Danny Boy for us tonight, and this last one is called Look Where He Brought Me From. Long may you run, still screaming in epic proportions after all these years. Clarence Fountain with the Five Blind Boys of Alabama, and that was the last one in the session for us. Look Where He Brought Me From.
have Dr. Ross, the harmonica boss, and today in the studio, Dr. Ross will just be doing an acoustic set for us, and in fact he will be doing a short set here, but no interruptions from yours truly. But this evening, Dr. Ross, the harmonica boss, is playing at the Notre Dame, which is off Leicester Square, and that will be an electric set. So first of all, I want to say a very big hello and welcome to GLR, Dr. Ross.
I got something to tell you, I want all my friends to know. Friends, you know. Yes, I got something to tell you, want all my friends, you know. You can all say money gonna Charlie Cassie store. All in the corner, baby, sell up on that shelf. It's all in the corner, darling, lay up on that shelf. If you do not want it, you can get your money back here. Number 27 Cherry Street. Yeah, this is the number 27 Cherry Street. You can get good clothes, Dr. Ross said they fit your knees. This time, I'm coming up with Little Schoolgirl. Can I go home with, can I go home with you? Tell your mother and your father, Dr. Ross, the schoolboy too. Woke up this morning, woke up this morning, man, I couldn't make no, man, I couldn't make no time. Well, I didn't have no blues, woman. I was all messed up and down. Come on, be my baby. Now you be my baby. I'll buy you diamond. I'll buy you diamond ring. Well, you don't come on, be my little old woman. I ain't gonna buy you a doggone thing. I'm gonna gonna buy me an airplane. Gonna buy me an airplane. I'm gonna fly all over your, gonna fly all over your town. Well, don't find the woman I'm loving. Ain't gonna let my airplane down. I don't know how I lay. Baby, what in this world to, baby, what in this world to do? Well, I don't wanna hurt your feelings or need to get mad with you. This time is my little woman. She don't believe in me. My little woman, my little woman. My little woman, she don't believe in me. Now, Lord, she left me early this morning. She went down on the avenue. Believe I'll go to the drugstore. Call my baby up on the telephone. Believe I'll go to the drugstore. Call my baby up on the telephone. Now say, I want you to give me attention. Tell me how long has the big boy been gone? Standing at the landing, wondering what boat Lord put must arrive. Standing at the landing, wondering what boat Lord put must arrive. I says, I ain't no hurry. Wait till half past five.
This time, it's the Chicago Breakdown. Now let's break them on down.
Thank you. That's Dr. Ross playing absolutely live for us here today at GLR. I want to say many thanks, Doctor, for coming in here this evening.
You're welcome.
Thanks. Well, Dr. Ross, as I said, is playing tonight in London at the Notre Dame Hall, and that's 5 Leicester Place, and it's off Leicester Square, and that's the place to be to see Dr. Ross this evening, because it's his only London show. He's got some gigs up north tomorrow, and then he's back to America on Monday. And in fact, also the most recent Dr. Ross recording available at the moment is I Want All My Friends to Know. And in fact, the very good doctor, just performed four tunes live from that album and was recorded live at the Burnie Blues Festival, and it's on JSP Records. That's Dr. Ross, I Want All My Friends to Know. And I've got to say, wow, I think you're absolutely brilliant, I must say. I'm speechless.
That is a very definite... Oh, we're in a cavern all of a sudden. That is a very definite... you know, each note is actually held very, you know, acutely. You know exactly what's going on, where it's going next. I mean, is that what attracts you to it?
Well, that's B.B. King doing his kind of very basic slow blues style. Lots of string bending. Very well-defined string bending, that he would be bending a note, half a tone or maybe a full tone, to the next note, and he invented that kind of style. Earlier players like T-Bone Walker would play the same scale, but T-Bone would not bend a lot. T-Bone would go like that.
That's a more sort of jazzy feel to it.
Very jazzy. That's in fact, if a lot of people would be talking about that, they would say T-Bone Walker was the first guy to invent the city blues guitar style. And then, of course, B.B. King was listening to T-Bone Walker, and he played that same scale, same kind of phrasing, but he started bending the strings.
So how did that become instantly popular, or did a lot of blues purists have a bit of hostility towards that development?
Well, I'm not aware of that, but I think B.B. King became so popular that he was the hardest working man around the early 50s, around the Chitlin' circuit. Of course, he had a dance band, and people in the early days used to dance to blues. I mean, they had no academics to go and kind of decipher the whole thing. Men just wanted good time music.
Men with beards and polo necks analyzing everything.
That's right.
So what about yourself? I mean, what sort of styles, you just give an example of B.B. King, what other styles do you sort of, can people see when you're playing live incorporated?
Well,
into
right now
material?
I listen to B.B. King a lot, you know, also Magic Sam, Otis Rush, Albert Collins, and I mean, I don't consciously play in anybody's style. I in fact, I mix and kind of... borrow from everybody, and it comes out to my own style. But I can be play a sort of definitive style, if you ask me. If anybody's, you know, I can play you Buddy Guy if I have to.
Well, you have to. Would you like to give us a bit of Buddy Guy?
Okay, this is Buddy Guy back in the 1958 when he used to play a Stratocaster, and.
That's not a particularly associated guitar with the blues. I know Eric Clapton and later players, you know, Hendrix would use a Stratocaster, but it was normally the old semi-acoustics, wasn't it, that blues players used?
A lot of blues players would kind of choose their own instrument, and earlier people preferred the hollow box, which is like the Gibson ES-5, which is favored by T-Bone Walker, or the 335, or the 355, which B.B. King had played. I mean, then, of course, Buddy Guy had picked up the Stratocaster and turned the whole thing around, I guess. And I read somewhere that Eric Clapton played the Stratocaster because he saw Buddy Guy playing it on the sleeve of an album or something like that. And, of course, now the Stratocaster is the favorite instrument. The Gibsons have kind of disappeared a little bit.
It tends to be like the older players that use them. And I'll tell you what we'll do while you're getting the old Stratocaster underway. You're a smooth operator. I mean, this guy has changed from a nice big red Gibson to a Stratocaster. But we'll have a tune up during an example of B.B. King's work. My guest is Otis Grand and Earl Green also, who's going to be singing in a moment. Otis, a player that I don't know much about, and know many people probably don't, is Magic Sam. Tell us a bit about him.
Well, Magic Sam is a young Chicago blues player, and he had hit it earlier on in the late 60s with his Delmark album, West Side Soul. But he had died earlier, much earlier than his career had taken him, and of course it was a sad loss. But Magic Sam was one of those real soulful blues players who was about to take the Chicago sound to a different level. I would say that's he would be equivalent to what Robert Cray is doing today. He had a great style of singing. He was a great guitar player too, and he'd been a great influence on me as well. So his recording career was very short.
And, I mean, as you say, or you hinted at, that he was recognized after his death, unfortunately, rather than got the fame he deserved beforehand?
Well, of course, let's say he never made the money from his records, but his record had sold a hell of a lot after his death. But the Delmark album, West Side Soul, of course, is one of the top 10 blues albums.
Okay.
Of all times, you know.
Right, well, we'll hear a bit of Magic Sam's work, or an example of his work with Earl Grey, who's warming up the old vocal cords. Earl Grey, now I was going to call you a cup of tea there for a minute. Stratocaster and the reverb working perfectly well there. That was Otis Grand and I'm not going to say Earl Grey again. Earl Green on vocals there. Now, you've recently recorded an album with Philip Walker. Otis, how did that come about?
That was through John Steadman. He's the owner and of the record label JSP, and he was trying to do a real blues album with Philip Walker, who had been working with High Tone out of Oakland, California, and as a matter of fact, with the same producers who had been with Robert Cray, that's Bruce Bromberg and whoever the second guy is. But Philip Walker was not happy with the kind of direction he was heading towards, which is like pop blues. So he came over here to do the Burnley Blues Festival, and we hooked up with him through John Steadman and did that album.
Otis, you're not doing any dates until October in London. We can expect to see you at the 100 Club on the 4th of October, at the Feltham Arts Centre on the 9th, At the 17th, you're back in the London area, at the Half Moon in Putney, and on the 24th, at the Mean Fiddler. So you go and see the hardest working blues showman in Britain at the moment. I mean, judging by illnesses and sort of dates and stuff, how do you actually keep yourself in good nick? Is it as notoriously unhealthy a lifestyle as people are led to believe?
Well, no, I don't drink, I don't smoke cigarettes. I take a lot of vitamin C's and stay on top of it.
Okay, that's advice we should all take, I think. Now, what's the last song you and Earl are going to do for us this evening?
Well, we'd like to do a little Gut Bucket Blues for everybody out there listening at this hour. This is like in the style of Lightning Hopkins.
Okay, Otis Grant and Earl Green, take it away whenever you're ready. Thank you.
Sherman Robertson and Driving All Night. Excellent stuff. And the good accompaniment, too, by a British band, Alan Tomlinson on guitar, Dave Neal on drums, Nigel Baldwin on bass. Sherman Robertson has the stage to himself for his final session item, I Want a Boogie. Lovely stuff. I Want a Boogie, Sherman Robertson. I love it. How long could a fool go wrong? James Cotton in blistering form with a song I'm sure many of you know from his years on the Buddha label. James played at Colne last month and we seized that rare opportunity to get him into our Manchester studios. Two more session items later on. Meanwhile, the second session item tonight from James Cotton from his days with Muddy Waters. Sail On.
Sailing, please don't say.
Mighty James Cotton. We'll be right back.
Well, he ought to be able to play it by now. He's been playing it for enough years. Midnight Creeper, that great feature on the harmonica, James Cotton. Okay, from the rawest of Mississippi Delta voices to the most sophisticated of jazz blues. Now, from our session guest, Mose Allison. I should mention his accompanists, Harvey Weston on bass and Pete York, yes, he of the Spencer Davis Group, on drums. Nothing but the blues.
Ain't got the change of a nickel. Ain't got no bounce in my shoe. Don't have no fancy to tickle. I ain't got nothing but the blues. Ain't got no coffee that's perking. Don't have no feelings to brew. Don't have a dream that is working. I ain't got nothing but the blues. The band is swinging. The folks are singing. I just can't get off the ground. Believe me, Pruitt, ain't nothing to it. Since my little baby left town, ain't got no rest in my slumber. Don't have no winnings to lose. Lost all my telephone number. I ain't got nothing but the blues.
Great song. Somebody will correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it was first done by Al Hibbler with Duke Ellington. Wonderful lyrics. Ain't got nothing but the blues.
You told me, baby, once upon a time, if I would be yours, you would be mine, but that's all right. I know you don't dig me no more, but that's all right. Still every now and then I wonder who's loving you tonight. You told me, baby, that our love was strong. Woke up one morning, all your fine words were gone. But that's alright. I know you got yourself another boy, but that's alright. Still every now and then I wonder loving you tonight. something new you just couldn't understand. And now you're trying to fool another man, but that's alright. I know you're talking about me, but that's alright. Still every now and then I wonder who's loving you tonight.
That's All Right, a song which I've always credited to Jimmy Rogers or James A. Lane. I think that may be right. Anyway, Mose Allison was definitely performing it, and thanks to Pete Johnson for producing that session for us. Now, the first of those session tapes I promised from the Innis-Siben Blues Explosion, winners of the Banks Brewery Best of Blues competition when it was last held in 1990, and they've never looked back.
I met a fine beautician in a very fine condition. She was long and lean, and you know what that means. I good loving mama, a hard working woman. She makes a lot of money, I don't have to worry about a thing. She works hard all day, dressing, yeah. Man, you can tell I'm gonna get somewhere. I'm with my good loving mama, a hard working woman. She makes a lot of money, I don't have to worry about a thing.
Indeed, B.B. King's Beautician Blues, getting the treatment from the Innis-Siben Blues Explosion. Innis himself on guitar, Patrick Hibbert, alias Skimpy, on vocals, John Baggett on keyboards, what a wonderful solo from him on that piece, Tony Cattle on bass, and Mike Hodinott on drums. And if you haven't seen them on one of their own gigs, you might have seen them supporting Jesse Guitar Taylor, or more recently, George Wildchild Butler. But for sure, you're going to see a lot more of this very talented band. Two more from them on the program later on. Now, that session item I promised you from the Innis-Siben Blues Explosion.
You said you didn't understand me
when I asked you a question, lady. Was only trying to be polite as you try to make a fool out of me. Yeah, yeah. When trying to be overpowering, going on with your foolish games, yeah. Yes, you do. Kicking and screaming, Lord, it's a damn disgrace. All right. 'Cause one way or the other, I'm gonna put you in your place. You hear some talking about women's lip. What a man could do, I can do too. But she made the wrong mistakes. I was thinking the same. You said you didn't understand me. No way. When I asked you a question, lady, yeah. Trying to be polite, yes I was, as you try to make a fool out of me, yeah, yeah. Play the blues for me. Talking about women's lip. What a man can do, I can do too. But she made the wrong mistakes. 'Cause I was thinking the same. No way. You said you didn't understand me.
Aren't they good? Skimpy on vocals there, sounding the best I've ever heard him, on a song of his own entitled You Didn't Understand Me. And fine, fine work on the guitar and the wah-wah pedal from Innis Seibern himself. Right, final session item coming up now. I gave you the Innis Seibern gigs earlier, and if you turn up, you're going to hear a lot of their own jazzy blues as well as the sort of orthodox stuff we've heard so far. Here's an example written by bassist Tony Caddle, Lovin' Man.
But girl, you got me wobbling from my head to my toes, so let me be your man. I just wanna be your man. I wanna be your love.
loving man, if that's okay with you. Yes. Don't need a physician to start out this condition. Girl, it's your beauty's got me in this position, so let me be your man. I just wanna be your man. I wanna be your loving man, if that's okay with you. I'm ready to explode, 'cause girl, you got my senses in overload. So let me be your man. I just wanna be your man. I wanna be your loving man, if that's okay with you. No, no, no. Yeah, see, this ain't a line I use, not just any girl. No, no. Turn my world, ah yes you do, yeah. 'Cause all it took was just a single look. Yes it did. There I was, like a fish on a hoop. I could be just like 30 right here in your hands. Squeeze me and eat me, Lord. Hear my demands, let me be. I wanna be your loving man, yes I do. I wanna be your loving man, if that's okay with you. Yeah. See, I met you on the street and only seconds ago. You got me wobbling from my head to my toes, so let me be your man. I just wanna be your loving man, yes I do. I wanna be your loving man, if that's okay with you, yeah, all right.
Very good. Lovin' Man by Innis Sybin's Blues Explosion. Definitely the right band to kick off our new series of sessions. Thanks, fellas. From an artist I haven't played for a while to a group who weren't even around for a while, I refer to Nine Below Zero, who've recorded a studio session especially for the show tonight. It comes in three handy chunks, the first of which is Little Walter's Watch Yourself.
Say you love me, then you say you do. Watch yourself. Yeah, watch yourself. You got to watch yourself, baby. I got my eyes on you. I will buy you everything. A brand new Cadillac. I'll drive you down the border now. You ain't coming back. Watch yourself. You got to watch yourself, baby. I got
watch yourself, baby.
Good, good. It's actually Dennis Greaves who was doing all that lovely guitar stuff, and he is the only surviving member now from the original band. Dennis on guitar, Simon Harrison on harmonica, Jerry McAvoy on bass, and Brendan O'Neill on drums. Well, it's time for the second item from Nine Below Zero tonight, and it's something that I hope never happens to us here. No more the blues.
Our savior is coming, we got nothing to lose. No more,
no more,
no more the blues. Yeah, this ship I ride on, stormy seas, I need you now, come on, rescue me. No more, no more the blues.
You look him straight in the eye, politely turn away and say,
bye, 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 no more. No more the blues. No more.
No more.
Hey, no more the blues. Do it again, man. All right.
Nine Below Zero and our last session item for tonight. Can't do my homework anymore.
Baby, yeah, what can I do? A waste of my time by going to school. Where you got me rolling a ball? I can't do my homework anymore. Oh, baby, yeah, you got me so right. I walk around the circle.
Can't do my homework anymore. 9 Below Zero, thanks very much to them for an excellent session tonight. Dennis Greaves on guitar, Simon Harrison harmonica, and the engine room of Jerry McAvoy on bass and Brendan O'Neill on drums. Both, of course, ex-Rory Gallagher people. Right, it's time for the first of our session items from our session guest tonight, the Red Lemon Electric Blues Band. Back to Louisiana.
Wanted to give me 2 more minutes to wait, you know, cause I've got a whole lot on my mind, yeah. I'm going back to Louisiana, to that girl I left behind. You know, I've been a Memphis baby, been to Kansas City too. Ain't never met a woman that could love me like you do. I'm going back to Louisiana, to that girl I left behind. She's my kind of woman, you know, she's just my size. She knocks me out the way she looks me in the eye. I'm going back to Louisiana, to that girl I left behind. Well, she used to live my street, why did she move? I bet you tend to watch, she's got too bad a mood. I'm gonna look for her if you know what I mean. If I have to go as far as New Orleans, if I'm talking to you, that's my style. I've gotta find my baby, gonna move on down the line. Back to Louisiana, to that girl I left behind. Thank you.
to leave my sweet wife. Why did she move? I bet she tends to watch. She's got too bad a rules. I'm gonna look for her if you know what I mean. If I have to go as far as New Orleans, well, fine, talking to you, that's my style. I've gotta find my baby, gonna move on down the line. Back to Louisiana, too bad go I left behind. Oh yeah, back to Louisiana.
Back to Louisiana from the Red Lemon Electric Blues Band. Lead vocals and harp from Big Jim Merris. And the other soloists were Rob Hughes on sax, Bruce O'Neill on piano, and Nick Hilken on guitar. Now it's time for our second session item from the Red Lemon Electric Blues Band. I promised to introduce you to the other half, or rather the other half to you. It's Bob Pountney on trumpet, Paul Roberts on trombone, Paul Turner on bass, and Neil Bullock on drums. And for their second song, Sue Clark takes over the vocals from Jim Merris. True Love.
Never been no fragile flower. I always got too much to say. Never had much luck with love and romance. I guess it's always been that way. But I've been seriously thinking while slipping on a velvet glove. I know it's strange, but my luck's about to change. 'Cause what we got here is true love, hey, hey. True love, you can't buy it, no, no. You know it ain't like nothing else. True love, you really ought to try it. Of the most serious kind. Now let me tell you, baby, yeah, yeah, that you were sent from up above. Give me a sign, let's not waste any more time. 'Cause what we got here is true love, hey. True love, you really ought to try it. You owe it to yourself to get you some of true love. I called a man at the video store. I said, cancel my membership. I won't buy Neat-A-Net no more. won't but need a net no more. It's a measure I did all my nights, and baby, it's just the right amount of true love, true love. Everybody wants, everybody. All I want is true love, true love, yeah. All I want is true love, yeah. Ooh, true love, yeah. Yeah, true love.
I'm now for the third one from the Red Lemon Electric Blues Band. And let me tell you two more things about them before they start this one. One is that they are all aged between 18 and 26, and the other one is that they, I think all, but certainly the vast majority of them, come from, and they are based in, the West Midlands. Here they are with Soul Shake. Excellent stuff. The voices of Sue Clark and Big Jim Merris melding perfectly there in the Red Lemon Electric Blues Band. Thanks very much to them for an excellent session on the show. And what
Giles Headley is up next with the first of his session items for us tonight. Time for the second item from Giles Headley and Really the Blues now, and it's a song called Cry the Blues, which he says is a real anthem of mine. He first heard it when he went to see Jimmy Witherspoon at Ronnie Scott's first time he ever saw something live. It was written by Witherspoon's bass player, Ray Bond, and their arrangement is done by their keyboards, tenor saxophone and clarinetist, Bob Morgan. Giles takes up his harmonica for it too. Cry the Blues.
Lines. that boy never got straight. I said, Napoleon, you know Napoleon met his Waterloo. Alexander cried, Napoleon died, and they never, never found no peace of mind. That's the way. Oh, that's the way this whole world moves. Each time you think you won, that's
Headley on harmonica there, Bob Morgan on keyboards, Richard Sadler, the bassist, and on drums, Clive Mackenzie Joseph. One more from them a bit later on, and I shall also give you a couple of forthcoming dates. Back to the... Right, it's time for the last one from Giles Headley tonight, and it's his own tune, The Aviator.
Thank you. your bass, Harley Winter's fine blind. The aviator just flew in the town. The aviator just flew in the town. When he picked you up, you know he never lets you down.
Inspired, says Giles, by those barnstorming circus aviators of the 20s and 30s, stars of 1,000 American B-movies. The Aviator there, him on bass harmonica, and Bob Morgan on clarinet, and also fine work by Richard Sadler on bass and Clive Mackenzie Joseph on drums. Really like the beat on that one. Good, thanks to them for an excellent session.
Anson Funderburg and the Rockets with Sam Myers had time for only a couple of dates when they toured this country in May, but in between the two, we lured them into our Manchester studios.
I'm glad you're gone. You're always telling my friend that I drink too much, but when a bottle shows up, that's when you add your touch. So go on, if you think I'm gonna be left here alone. I've shed tears of laughter, but I'm crying because I'm glad you're gone. Shedding tears of laughter, the voice and harmonica of Sam Myers, backed by Anson Funderburg and the Rockets, getting our sessions off on a high note. Right, second session item tonight from Anson Funderburg and the Rockets with Sam Myers. Not forgetting, of course, the other members of the band, Jim Mylan on bass, Matthew McCabe on keyboards, and Danny Cochran on drums. Changing Neighbourhood.
possible. I've got a shared neighbor. Yes, I've got a move. Yes, I've got to change neighbor. You know, still it all. Oh, I'm not doing so good. Things are going sky high, including the rent. It's hard for me to survive.
Changing Neighborhood, Sam Myers in fine vocal form there. Just time for the last one from our distinguished session guests, Anson Funderburg and the Rockets with Sam Myers. Set the date.
Hey, baby.
'cause tomorrow is too far away. Now when I need some loving, I need it awful bad. If you don't hurry, you're gonna really make me mad, baby. Please set the date. Oh, don't talk about tomorrow, because tomorrow is too far away.
Excellent. Set the date. Anson Funderburg and the Rockets with Sam Myers.
But your wife Roberta is here. She's going to sing with you. What's the first song the both of you are going to do?
We're going to do My Love is Strictly Reserved for You.
Right, and this is from the Fear No Evil collection, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes.
Okay. Well, let's hear it then.
Okay.
My friends all passed me by. You was always near, just satisfied. My love is strictly reserved for you. My love is strictly reserved for you. Just as long as you need it. Yes, it is, baby. You're not like all the other girls that change from day to day. The way you are, all right, darling, tomorrow you'll be the same way. You're always doing something or other to make our love grow a little closer together. My love is strictly reserved for you. My love is strictly reserved for you. Just as long as you need it. Yes it is, baby. Got the kind of love that makes me believe in myself. Got the kind of love that makes me have confidence in myself. But baby, out of all the things you give me, the one thing that means the most to me is the love you give unselfishly. My love
life.
Thank you.
Conference table. There will never be any peace until God is seated at the conference table. People are running from land to land, trying to make things all right, holding meeting after meeting, constantly seeking for what they may be thinking is right. Everybody got a plan made for just by man. So people, can't you understand? We got to tell you there will never be any peace until God is at the conference table. Will never be any peace until God is seated at the conference table. In the dark has come to light. Tell me who's to blame and what his name. Tell me who is gonna make up for all that they messed up. Cause it was done by a man. We got to tell them there will never be any peace until God is at the conference table. There will never be any peace until God is at the conference table.
Extremely athletic big finish there. You should have seen it. It was fantastic. That was Robert Ward playing for us live. Thank you so much, Robert. That was great.
Thank you, ma'am.
What time are you...